果有人问你亚伯拉罕信心的基础是什么，你怎么回答呢？
If someone asks you, what is the foundation of Abraham's faith, then what do you answer?
那信心告诉我们，亚伯拉罕信心的基础就是他完全相信神的应许。
The faith told us, Abraham's faith he was 100% completely trust God's promise for him.
你呢？是不是完全完全相信神的每一句话？
How about you? Do you 100% fully completely trust every single word of God?
其实神给亚伯拉罕有许多不同的应许。
Actually, God made a lot of different promises for Abraham.
包括对他个人的祝福、土地、财产，还有许多的子子孙孙。
Including his personal blessings, his abundance of properties and belongings, and many generations of children.
更重要的，还有一位救主耶稣基督是从他的子孙出来。
The most important thing, there was a savior. Our savior was from.The generation of his children.
亚伯拉罕的态度是什么呢？
What was Abraham's attitude?
就是他心里全然相信神给他的每一个承诺。
In his heart, he fully, truly believed every single promise God kept to him.
这是我们今天要学习的功课。
That is the lesson we need to learn today.
越是在这个动荡不安的社会里头，我们越要对神的信心坚定。
Especially in this ever-changing world, we truly need to strengthen our trust, our faith in God.
我们知道在罗马时代，当时有很多人搞不清楚呢，是靠信心还是靠行为成为义人。
We know in the time of Romans, people were confused. People were confused. They did not know.How they can become righteousness through the faith or through their own behaviors.
或者两者都需要。
Or maybe they think they need both.
所以保罗就引用了创世纪十五章六节那里说的。
So Paul used the scripture in the book of the Bible, Genesis, chapter 15, verse 6.
我们可以看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
创世纪十五章六节那里说。亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
The book of Genesis, chapter 15, verse 6. Abram believed the Lord, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
那上个主日我们分享过信心和称义彼此之间的关系。
Last Sunday, we shared the relationship between righteousness and faith.
那今天我们需要深入来探讨一下，有三个重点。
Today we're going to go deeper for these three important perspectives.
我们可以看一下 four point.
Let's look at four point.
第一个重点就是亚伯拉罕的义，是他对神完整的信心。
The first important perspective, Abraham's righteousness is his complete faith in God.
第二个重点是亚伯拉罕的义。和割礼是没有直接关系。
Secondly, Abraham's righteousness did not have the direct relationship with circumcision.
第三个重点就是亚伯拉罕的义和律法也没有关系。
The third important perspective, Abraham's righteousness had no relationship with the law.
我们先来看第一个重点，就是亚伯拉罕的义是他对神一个完整完全的信心。我们知道犹太人非常尊重亚伯拉罕。
We know Jewish people really respect Abraham.
主要的原因就是亚伯拉罕的确是一位信心的伟人。
The reason is because Abraham was truly a great faithful person.
他的特点，他就是非常单纯的，就像一个小孩子单纯的相信他爸爸说的每一句话。
It was Abraham's character about his father.
反思我们呢？
How about ourselves? Let's think about it.
在顺境的时候，大概都没有什么问题。
In our happy, easy time, we have no problem.
但是当我们没有工作的时候，健康出了问题的时候，哦，这个时候很多人的信心就开始有一点摇动。
So when people lost their job or has really good, really poor health, at that time their faith started to shake.
那这个时候该怎么办呢？
So what should we do in this special time?
有两个方法可以帮助我们。
Two ways can truly help us.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
第一个方法就是我们要回想从前神是怎么带领我们的。
First, recall and think back how God had leaded us in the past.
弟兄姐妹，这一个追思纪念神恩的过程是非常重要的。
Well, brothers and sisters, this process of recalling and thinking back God's blessing is very important.
因为当初神是怎样带领你，今天他照样会带领你渡过难关。
Because in the past, how God had led you, how God had led you, He's going to do the same thing lead you right now.
我们读旧约的时候有一个深刻的印象。
When we read book of the Bible for the Old Testament, we all have this impression.
就是其中常常提到。要以色列人纪念神是如何带领他们出埃及。
For the book of the Bible in the Old Testament sessions often mentioned Israel needed to remember how God led them out of the Egypt.
神又是如何带领他们进入迦南美地。
And how God led them into the beautiful land of Canaan.
四十年他们没有一天是饿肚子的。
40 years, they did not have any single day to be so hungry and starving.
他们从来也不缺水喝。
They would never need in short of waters.
甚至四十年他们的鞋子都没有穿坏过。
Well, for 40 years, they never wore out their shoes.
所以以色列人常常讲述神的恩典。为的是要下一代牢记神的作为。
So Jewish people often remember and counted God's blessings. So their goal is to let the next generations and the many generations to remember God's blessings.
可见提醒我们要回想纪念当初神给你的恩典，是恢复你信心的第一步。
That shows the first step to.Recall and think back God's blessings in the past. That's the first step to help you to resume your faith.
第二个重点呢，就是当转眼仰望耶稣。
The second important way is to faithfully repent and look up to our Lord.
虽然这是一个老生常提的这个题目。
Even though this is the topic we have been talking about for so many times in the past.
但是我们人的问题就是常常我们只看眼前的难处。
But our human being truly have a problem. We only focus the problem right in front of us.
我们常常啊只看眼前，然后呢东看西看啊东想西想，越想就越消极。
We only focus on the problem right in front of us. We look at right, look at left, think about this, think about that. The more we think, the more depressed we feel.
我们忘记了要仰起头来，要仰望那位坐在宝座上的主。
We forgot to look up the Lord who is sitting at the throne.
因为唯有他是统管万有的。
Because only him, he is in charge of, in control of everything.
因为天上地下一切的权柄都是属于我们主的嘛。
Because in heaven on earth, all the authority and power belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我自己常常思想一个问题。
Myself, I often think about one thing.
就是基督徒和福音朋友到底有什么不同？
So what is the difference between seekers and Christians?
很多人回答说，我们有主啊。
A lot of people give an answer is that because we as Christians, we have our Lord.
然后呢？
then what's the next?
那有了主要懂得去靠主。
When we have our Lord, we need to learn how to trust and rely on our Lord.
同一个人请说。
Amen. We say amen.
不然的话，你有主跟没主又有什么分别呢？
Have a Lord, but what's the difference that we do not have the Lord?
所以我们虽然会面对艰难困苦，正是我们需要更加依靠主的时候。
Even though we also face the difficult times, but that's the time we need to more trust and rely on our Lord.
当我们读四福音的时候呢，都有一个印象。
When we read the four books of the Bible of the Gospel, we all have an impression like that.
就是大部分当主耶稣医治好一个病人的时候呢
，Most of time when Jesus Christ healed those sick people，
都会听见主对他说
，Often Jesus Christ told those sick people，
你的信救了你
，Your belief, your faith saved you，
就是指原来那个病人对主耶稣的信心救他。
That means the faith of that sick person toward Jesus Christ saved the sick person.
所以提醒我们当转眼仰望主耶稣嘛。
So it reminded us we need to repent and look up to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我告诉你我心里面的话。
I truly tell you the words from the bottom of my heart.
我们今天生活在美国，十一月以后的情况还不知道会怎么样。
Now we live in America.After November, what kind of condition, situation is going to be, we do not know.
但是我们就要牢记主说的话，那就是不要怕，只要信。
But we need to firmly remember God's word. Do not be afraid, just believe.
所以两个重点，第一个就是要回想主恩，第二个就是仰望主，你的信心就会增强。
So two important perspectives to help us. Number one, recall and think back God's blessings. Number two, repent and look up to our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然你要操练。
Of course, we need to exercise, practice into at our daily life.
我们再看第二个重点。
Second important perspective.
就是亚伯拉罕的义和割礼是没有直接关系。
Abraham's righteousness.Had nothing to do with his circumcision.
因为按照亚伯拉罕所经历的顺序来说
Because if you look at the orders of Abraham's experiences,
他是先信靠神，然后被神称为义。
First, Abraham believed in God, then God credited him to be righteousness.
最后他才行割礼。
Finally, he did perform the ceremony of the circumcision.
所以这个先后的次序很重要。
So this front and the back, this order is very important.
但是在保罗时代，大部分的犹太人却坚持割礼要在先的啊，割礼在先的这个仪式。
But during the time of Paul, in those Roman times, when people insist they need to be circumcised first.
保罗说这是不对的。
Paul told them, that was not right.
因为亚伯拉罕在受割礼以前，他的心里已经完全相信神的应许。
Because before Abraham was circumcised, he was already truly believed in God.
所以割礼只不过是一个记号而已。
So circumcision was just a memory.
那么当保罗面对这些顽固的犹太人的时候
So when Paul faced those very stubborn Jewish people
所以保罗就特别强调因信称义的真理
So Paul emphasized You need to be faithful believing God Then be credited to be righteousness
而且保罗进一步的说明因信称义也是为外邦人敞开的门
Furthermore, Paul explained First, believe, then you will be credited to be righteousness. It is also a door opening for Gentiles.
后来事实证明真的是如此。
Later, the facts truly showed that was right.
换句话说，外邦人信主不需要经过犹太人割礼的仪式吗？
In other words, as the Gentiles, in order to believe in God, you will have to go through the Jewish ceremony of circumcision.
第三个重点就是亚伯拉罕的义，其实和律法也没有什么关系。
The third important perspective, Abraham's righteousness had nothing to do with the law being promulgated.
原因很简单。
The reason was very simple.
因为保罗指出，当亚伯拉罕蒙神称的时候是在律法颁布之前的400年。
Paul pointed out when God called Abraham, credited him to be righteousness, that was 400 years before the law was being promulgated.
所以怎么扯得上关系呢？
So how can you say there's a relationship between these two?
所以请大家看罗马书的4章13节。
So please look at the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 13.
有 PowerPoint 的话，罗马书四章十三节这里说，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他的后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。
The book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or to his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness produced by faith.
是不是很清楚呢？
Is that very clear?
我们再看下一个是罗马书4章17节。
Now look at next, that is chapter 4, verse 17 of the book of Romans.
请问大家读一下好吗？
Let's read together.
一起来。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，使无变为有的神，他在主的面前就做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
The book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. Abraham acted in faith when he stood in the presence of God, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that don't yet exist.
我们再回到中文的这个十七节，我再读一下。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。
Let's go back to the English version. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. Abraham acted in faith when he stood in the presence of God, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that don't yet exist.
这一节表明了信的内容是什么。
This verse shows the content of the faith and belief.
就是神独特的作为嘛。
That is God's special miracle work.
原来神的大能能够让死人复活的。
God's miracle work can make the dead become alive.
就是保罗的思维，他结合了献以撒，还有耶稣基督从死里复活的两件事情的结合。
So Paul's thoughts combined both him and the sacrifice and offering, and that Jesus Christ sacrificed himself to save us. Combine these two thoughts together.
大家都知道，当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，亚伯拉罕的心里的的确确相信神能够使以撒从死里复活。
So we all know Abraham, when he was willing to offer his son Isaac to God, in his heart he was truly believing that God will make Isaac be alive again.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
这个很重要。
That is very important.
如果人家问你的话，你怎么回答呢？
If people ask you, so what's your answer?
因为如果不是这样子，神如何实践他对亚伯拉罕的应许？
So if it's not like that, how God can make his promise to Abraham be fulfilled?
记得神对亚伯拉罕所说的话吗？
Did you remember God's word to Abraham?
亚伯拉罕的子子孙孙要像天上的星那么多，海边的沙那么多啊！
Abraham, your many generations of children, your descendants will be like millions of stars in the sky, will be like the millions of sands on the beach.
亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，他是真的完全把他的儿子献上去，但是他心里相信神能够使以撒复活。
When Abraham offered his son, beloved son Isaac, to God, at that moment, he was truly believing that God will make Isaac be alive again.
因为亚伯拉罕深信神会 keep 住他的 promise.
Because Abraham truly believed God would keep his promise to him.
这是我们要学习的信心。
That is the faith we need to learn.
那么也正因为保罗自己他经历了大马色主耶稣显现的经历。
And also Paul himself also experienced Jesus Christ show up right in front of him in his journey to Damascus.
所以保罗能够在罗马书四章十七节说出这样的话。
So Paul can wrote the Bible verses in the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神，这对我们有什么启示呢
？So Abraham truly believed in the God who can make the dead.Become alive again, make the things happen in the things do not even exist. So, what can we learn from this lesson?
如果你心里面百分之百相信神的大能都能让死人复活，请问你还有什么需要担心的？
If truly in your heart, you truly 100% believe God is the one can even make the dead become alive again. So what else?
保罗继续说：“使无变为有的神，你信不信
？”So Paul continued to say, "It is the God who can make it happen from nothing. Do you believe it?"
这一点也很重要。
This is very important.
因为我们的信心不仅仅是我们理智头脑上的一个相信而已。
Because our faith is not just the logic reasons we have in our mind, in our brain.
我们的信心是我们整个人啊，整个人的心思意念、情意志完全的相信顺服。
Faith it is in our heart and soul, our mind, our spirit. We truly, fully believe in it.
我们相信他创造的大能从无变为有的神迹。
We truly believe His miracle power can create everything from nothing.
其实整个的宇宙天天都在诉说。
Actually, the whole universe, every single day, is keep saying, keep telling us.
但是很可惜的，有一些人没有静下心来，好好的观察和思想。
It's so pitiful. A lot of people never truly quiet down their heart to observe and think it through.
所以我鼓励你要为你的亲朋好友祷告。
So I encourage you.For all your families and good friends.
这正是为他好好祷告、用力祷告的时间。
It is the time you truly, sincerely pray for all your families, loved ones, and good friends.
恳求圣灵做工。
And pray for the Holy Spirit to work on them.
要记得把开心小站的小圣经送给他看。
Don't forget to send the joyful station, joyful little station, those videos. Send it to them.
当然我们理解到信心是有一个成长的过程的。
But we truly believe, truly understand, faith needs a process
to grow. 关键就是如果你认识神越多，你的信心就越坚强。
The most important thing, the more you know God, the more strong your faith would be.
那这个信心啊，当然也不是包括你理性上相信圣经所说的话而已。
Well, this faith is not just in your root, logic reason in your brain you believe in Bible's words.
还要你个人生命自己经历神的作为。
It needs your own experience in your own life to experience God's miracle work.
这个就叫做真正的认识。
That is the true knowing the God.
礼拜三晚上的祷告会，我们请到中立弟兄来分享。
The past Wednesday. During the prayer meeting, we invited our brother Zuli to give us a testimony.
大家都啊认识宗立，在我们教会很多年，是一个很有爱心、很好的弟兄。
We all a lot of brothers and sisters know Brother Zuli. He was in our church for many years. He was such a kind, faithful brother in Christ.
他不仅得了肾结石、肺癌、lung cancer 的初期，还有脑中风，可以说是大病一场。
He experienced that he had a stone in his kidney, and he had lung cancer, and he had
stroke.
He had a stroke, so he did experience a series of a very serious illness.
但是他说他经历了神的保守和医治。
But he said he did experience God's protection and God's healing miracle work.
所以他自己说，现在他和主的关系就非常非常亲密。
So Zuli brother said, now he has a really close relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道地球上有千千万万的基督徒都经历过神自己的作为。
We know on earth there are millions of Christians have experienced God's miracle work on them.
所以有云彩般的见证围绕着我们。
So many beautiful testimonies, just like beautiful clouds in the sky around us.
为什么我们喜欢听见证？
Why do we love to listen to the testimonies?
那包括福音朋友也喜欢听见证。
Including seeker friends, they love to listen to testimonies.
因为那是当事人见证这一位又真又活的神，信实可靠。
Because those are the people who experience God's miracle work. They give out the Testimony, say, hey, I experienced God's miracle work. God is the God who loves us forever. God is the one who knows everything. God is the one who can do everything. God is the one who is with us everywhere all the time.
所以弟兄姐妹，把你的重担交给主吧。
So brothers and sisters,Give your heavy burdens to the Lord.
凡劳苦担重担可以到主这里来，主就使你得平安。
Anyone who is experiencing the heavy burdens, please come to the God. Lord will give you comfort.
当你我他有了主给的平安，我们的里面就有力量了。
When you and for us, we all have the comfort from God. Then we have this strength.
你要知道这个里面的力量是非常强大。
You need to know this internal strength is great.
所以当基督徒面对各种生活压力的时候也没有关系。
So when Christians face all sorts of difficulties in life, that's okay.
因为我们深知有主的同在。
Because we know God is with us all the time.
无论你在哪里，主从来没有离开过你。
No matter where you are, our Lord never left you behind.
我们都有软弱的时候，我们都有忧愁的时候，我们都有病痛的时候，但是他仍然与我们同在。
We all experience when we are feeling really weak, feeling very sick, and God is always with us.
主的同在就是我们最大的安慰，也是我们最大的。
Lord with us is our biggest comfort and also our biggest protection.
从历史上我们看见，当逼迫越大的时候，教会反而越坚强。
From the history we can tell, the more oppressed the church got, the more growing abundantly the churches are.
压力越大的时候，基督徒的生命就被锻炼出来，更加的勇敢成熟。
The more of oppression.Christian's life had been exercised, practiced to be more mature and more strong in God.
你看我手上的球。
If you look at the ball on my hand,
如果我用力往地上扎的时候，它的反弹力就越大。
The harder I throw this ball on the floor toward the floor, the harder it will bounce back.
是不是嘞？
Can you see? Is that you?
当反弹到这么高的时候。
Will it come back, bounce back to this high altitude?
比以前在这个高度的时候，你有更高的属灵的看见。
So compared with the original attitude, now you have a more sightseeing for the spiritual life.
你在这个高度的时候，是你可以看到你以前看不到。
In this higher attitude, you can see the things in the past you wouldn't be able to see.
所以神允许我说。允许一些苦难压力的发生也不见得都是坏事。
So God allows some of the difficulties, tough time on us, so it's not always a bad thing.
同样的道理呢，这个圣经说鼎为炼银，炉为炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
Same theory, Bible said, we're told that the ancient tripod was used to refine the silver, and the giant refining furnace is used to refine the gold, but only our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, refine our hearts.
所以基督徒的生命是需要锻炼才能成为基督的精兵嘛。
So Christian's life need to be experienced, need to exercise and practice.In order to become the Lord's frontline soldiers.
在这个动荡不安的时代，我们不要做少年兵，更不能做逃兵。
In this ever-changing world, we cannot be those soldiers and the so-called noble soldier, don't really do anything, or even the soldiers who escape.
你看这个社会的乱象，这个现象的背后，其实是一个很大属灵的征战。
So if you look at just the superficial situation on this earth, in this world, it is truly the war. It is a spiritual war.
所以今天主的门徒要起来了。
So today, the Lord's disciples need to be up.
包括在网上收看的弟兄姐妹。
Including all the brothers and sisters.Looking, watching this broadcast through online services.
我们大家要一起牢牢记住主对我们说的话。
We need to all firmly remember the God's holy words to us.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
所以让我们常常彼此鼓励。
So we need to encourage each other.
每天要紧紧的与主联合在一起。
Every single day, we need to closely unite with our Lord.
加强你的祷告，加强你的读经。
Do more prayer, do more reading Bible.
更重要的是要活学活用，让你的生命更加的丰盛，更加的坚强。
More importantly, apply what you learn from the Bible into your daily life.
最后，请大家一起来读希伯来书的十一章1-2节。
Now let's all read together the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1-2.
好，我们一起来啊，请。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1-2. Now faith is the assurance that what we hope for will come about and the certainty that what we cannot see exists. By faith, our ancestors won approval.
今天的信息，希望你学到。
I hope you learn something.
我们同心祷告。
Let us all pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们感谢赞美你将罗马书摆在我们面前。
Our dear Heavenly Abba Father, thank you so much for blessing us to have the book of Romans.
让我们明白因信称义的真理。
So we understand the meaning of how to be righteousness is through the believing.
我们愿意完全的信靠顺服你。
We want to be 100% truly humble ourselves and obey you, Lord.
因为你的意念高过我们的意念，你的道路高过我们的道路。
Because your will is higher than our will, your road is higher than our road.
我们愿意完全委身顺服你。
We want to be 100% of ourselves and obey you, Lord.
请你使用我们成为基督的精兵。
Lord, please use us to
让我们高举主耶稣的十字架。
Let us hold high of Jesus Christ's holy cross.
单单荣耀主耶稣你自己的圣灵。
Only glorify Jesus Christ's own Holy Spirit.
我们将一切的荣耀归给你。
We give all the glories and praises to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the holy, victorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.